This morning's U.S. Midwest weather forecast continues to be one that's going to be tilted towards a drying bias now. We have plenty of moisture out there in most areas today, but the topsoil is firming up in the eastern portions of the Midwest, and we're going to see a restricted amount of rainfall for a while across those areas. In fact, in the western Corn Belt, we're going to see restricted rainfall as well. However, today we'll see some more strong thunderstorms occurring in portions of the region from Iowa to Michigan. In that corridor, we could see some 1 to 2 inch rains and some locally greater totals possible. In fact, so far, we've already seen more than 6 inches of rain occur in a few counties in central and east central parts of Iowa. The heavier rains are part of a slow-moving frontal boundary that is associated with a very intense low-pressure system in southeastern parts of Canada's prairies. That storm system has produced torrential rains and flooding over the weekend, with damage done to many crops in southeastern Saskatchewan and parts of Manitoba. Well, that same storm system will be pushing a lot of cold air into the heart of the U.S. over the next 2 or 3 days, and we will see these strong storms today in response to the contrast in air mass temperatures taking place. However, the support for the stronger thunderstorms from Iowa to Michigan today will disappear already tomorrow morning. And we probably won't see the precipitation reaching into areas of the lower eastern Midwest at all. Whatever precipitation occurs in those areas will likely be extremely brief and light, and the topsoil will continue drying down. We will expect to see some continued favorable crop development across much of the Midwest. However, we do still have good subsoil moisture in many areas, and of course the western Corn Belt has had more than its needed amount of moisture, and the ground is still saturated in many areas. A lot of feedback moisture will occur this week across some of the western Corn Belt, and isolated showers will pop up in the instability of afternoon heating. However, with this colder air coming southward from Canada, it's going to be difficult to get very many thundershowers occurring in a significant manner, at least until the warmer air returns. We are expecting to see the afternoon temperatures today in much of the Midwest in the 80s with a few 70s in the north. However, in the northern plains, it'll already be turning unusually cold with upper 50 and 60 degree highs in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota here this afternoon. That air mass will continue to sink southeastward through the Midwest as we go from Tuesday through Thursday, and afternoon highs will likely turn out to be mostly in the upper 60s and 70s across a big part of the northern Corn Belt, and southern areas will probably see 70s and lower 80s during the heights of the cooler period, which again will be during midweek. We'll expect to see warmer air starting to return to the Midwest as we get out a little bit further in time, late this week, more likely this weekend into early next week. The warm-up will likely destabilize the atmosphere as we start to draw some of this moisture back out of the soil. So I'm not expecting to see a prolonged period of dry weather, but what rain does occur is going to be erratic and mostly too light to bolster soil moisture additionally, and we will see quite a few areas still experiencing net drying conditions. A small disturbance could move over the top of the ridge of high pressure that's going to be anchored in the plains as we move to the late weekend and early part of next week, and that could bring better rains into a part of the central and eastern portions of the Midwest while leaving the southwest with a little bit of a drier bias. The bottom line is still supportive for reproduction coming up later this month or later in July, but we are going to have to see some greater amounts of precipitation a little later down the road in order to assure the best possible conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.